in the Exotic Set. This is Emily.
Hey, Emily. It's Mel calling back.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good, thank you. I'm thinking if it is possible, I could maybe bring Benny and Billy and Tess this afternoon after work, if you guys have availability.
I'm fully booked today.
Oh, fully booked today. Okay.
I can do tomorrow for you.
Yeah, perhaps that would work. I'm just thinking about my work hours.
Are you able to drop her off in the morning?
Yeah, I think I can.
What time do you start?
I start at 9 on a Tuesday. So,
We open at 8:30. Somebody will be here from 8:15.
Oh, okay. So from 8:15. And so if I bring her in, just so I understand how all of it's working, and drop her off, is that something that I need to pick her up, like, after it's done? Like, what am I looking at?
You'll just pick her up, like, after you finish work. And we just offer this as an easier way to be able to, like, with work and everything like that, so that way we're able to get a scan, get the urine sample. So it should just be the revisit and the urine sample, because we'll keep her in her own carrier, so you won't be charged for hospitalization or anything like that.
Okay, so 120 for the revisit, and it was how much for the urine test again?
I think it was 70. Let me just double check.
Thank you.
Cost. That's all right, I'll just double check. Yep, 70.
Okay, 70. And then what time do you guys close tomorrow?
We close at 5.
At 5, okay. I might have to pick her up on my lunch break.
Yeah.
Because I finish at 5:30. My lunch break's quite flexible, so I can kind of move it about the place a bit. I'm guessing it'd be around the 1:30 mark.
I can just pop a note here that we will be expecting you to come back then. Are you available at work for the vets to call you? Because what they will do is once they've found the results, they'll give you a ring to be able to figure out, you know, whether we go forward from there, what the plan would be, if she would stay or if she would go home and what, you know, and if there were any additional things. Like, so they discuss it all very thoroughly with you. Because she won't be sort of like, you get her dropped off, vets are consulting in the morning, and then it's around that lunchtime period, so it'd be around like 11:30-ish that she'll be assessed and everything, and we'll try and get that urine sample beforehand for the vets, and
Gotcha. Okay, so if I was to, well, they'll probably call me before my lunch break anyway.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
And that
sense.
Way you can sort of plan when to come pick her up around the lunch break.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Okie dokie. And then meanwhile, what should I do pain-wise if she's having a hard time? She was really straining yesterday when I, when it, like, started back up again, like, she was vocalizing. And yesterday I gave her a small dose of meloxicam at 10 a.m. This morning she was straining a bit, but she wasn't doing too bad. I'm not sure if there's anything I can do meanwhile for her.
Not really, not without the medication. Like, you can come and pick up the meloxicam.
Just the dose?
If you wanted to. But otherwise, like, we'll get her in tomorrow.
Yes.
We could even give it to her via injection or something like that, and that'll go a bit quicker for her as well, so.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I might pop in this afternoon. Is it something that I can get one dose of?
We'd have to dispense the bottle.
Yeah? How much is the bottle?
I'm just having a look.
Thank you.
So the meloxicam's $42.13.
Okay, cool. I'll give my mum a call because she's at home kind of keeping an eye on her. She might not be in need of it, but I'll check in with her, and if she does, then I might call up and, order a bottle of that for this afternoon. But, I'll just see how that goes.
And what time do we expect you tomorrow morning, just so we can let our staff know?
Is 8:30 okay, or thereabouts?
Yeah, 8:30
onwards. Okay, perfect.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much for your help.
That's okay. No worries at all.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
See you then.
Bye.
Yes. Bye.